Hello, true believers. This is Stevie B for the Nerd of Godcast. It's an exciting time for the universe of comic fandom. More and more movies are being made that highlight many of our favorite characters and heroes from comic books. And fortunately, they are getting better all the time. One of the iconic themes of most comic stories is the transformation of a character from ordinary to extraordinary, from human to superhuman. This transformation is typically a culmination of events that leads the character to a set of circumstances resulting in a new and unexpected life. Some of these characters become our heroes, and some not so much. But either way, the root of this transformation stems from a want, need, or desire of the character to be something different, to do something more, to become a better version of themselves. The challenge, then, is whether this character uses the gifts given them for good or for evil. Sometimes the process is difficult, deciding which path they will follow. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." As I read this verse today, it occurred to me, maybe more than any other seemingly hundreds of times I've read this, that the spiritual principle being taught to the believer is now more difficult to embrace than at any other time. I encounter more and more people, Christians, churchgoers, I encounter them more nowadays that simply struggle to apply this truth as a fundamental part of our faith journey. Many are those I consider friends, some even fellow pastors and leaders in the ministry. There isn't an argument as to its authenticity in being the Word of God, though some would likely deny the absence of this foundational life change if confronted with its challenge. Regardless, it's clear to me that so many have neglected to truly embrace this required lifestyle change. And I can say this because it's become more and more a reality or evident in my own faith journey, the temptation to regress to an old mindset, a more compromising way of thinking, one that makes excuses for or justifies a culture-driven philosophy. I understand that this can be a difficult process for someone. I would argue quite possibly more so for the person who has been on the journey for a while rather than a new believer. I think about the encounter Paul had with Jesus on the Damascus Road. We know the story. And even with our words promote the dramatic change it caused in Paul's life that led him to realize and subsequently follow a called life of ministry. The irony is that even though we accept the story as truth, so many of us cannot or will not embrace this transformation for ourselves. And this leads to rebellion, first in our minds and thought life, but then manifested in our words, actions, and lifestyle. And we're deceiving ourselves. That rebellion, well, that can be exactly where He, God, meets us. That's when and where God shows us who we are and who we should be. He qualifies us according to His grace and transforms us. All we have to do is listen to the Word of God, obey Him, turn away from our old ways, and be ready to be transformed. Maybe this challenge isn't just for me today, so my prayer is for all of you as well. Don't fall into this trap. Be renewed. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or follow us on social media at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Stevie B for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, don't go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.